ji ning ji la ten ba jin re san ba ning ji san san chok ji sem ji gom nam te tene nga cho sem jin la tene sem jin la no ba se ban de pe sem rang ja ban de pe sem yin pan ban de pe sem ne ba yo re sem ne ba te zang bo sem ne ba sam nu ne ba de zang bo zo ya ge ta re.
So all the meditations within the Mahayana system can be summarized into two, either under the ultimate bodhicitta or the relative bodhicitta. The second type of this bodhicitta is the way to counteract a negative-oriented mind, that is a mind which wants to defeat others and benefit oneself. And these are the methods of love and compassion and bodhicitta, which makes our mind positive and flexible.
Tene tepa chembe lola samba te nyingi gomba tenya rangi nyingi da nyingi so la samba nyingi gomba tsamji pingi mare ta yebe simji na gomgore. Labar de ranga dalayang samba de nyingi chie tepa gogore. Ranga dalayang samba de nyingi chie tomna tene tepa chembe samba de nyingi re.
So in the Mahayana system, one has to develop love and compassion for all sentient beings. It's not of much benefit just to develop love and compassion towards those one likes or one's friends and relatives. One also has to be able to develop love and compassion towards those one doesn't like so much, enemies and people one dislikes. And if one is able to do this, to have love and compassion for all sentient beings, then one has the love and compassion which is meant in the Mahayana system.
Nāso tāmbō sōsū jīvī kāpsō sāmbā tā nīngi gōmna, gōmna, rāñi mpākpā tāṁ pāma sā tūpī kāpsō, tēne sāmbā tā nīngi tē pākpā tāṁ pāma sāmbā nīngi rē, sāmbā tā nīngi tē tōp chēmbū chāk rē, tēne sāmbā tā nīngi lē kā chēmbū sō tūk rē, rāñi mpākpā tāṁ pāma rā tūpī kāpsō.
And if one, as an ordinary being, gets used to or is accustomed to love and compassion, then at the time where one will become a noble one, either male or female, then this love and compassion will very vast, and one really will be able to have love and compassion for all sentient beings. It will be a noble love and compassion.
Ne sang jebe kapso tukje chenpo lan juru re, ningje de tukje chenpo sikre, sangje la chenpo som sikre, pamba chenpo, tokpa chenpo, tukje chenpo som re. Pamba chenpo de kar re, nyum mongpa tang, hibze drapa pakha tang jeba sepe tse na, pamba chenpo re, tele laasa pamba toya yo ma re, drama pakha tang jeba sepe kapso pamba chenpo sikre, tokpa chenpo de kar re. Tōkpa chenpo te kunzōp tāng tōyantāng je dōpi chū tam che ngōn sōm tā zikpa. Tēne lāpē, lāpēn tērlā, tēr, lāpēn tērlā tēr yōna sārpun tōng rē. Tē yīnta pēkē lā tēn rāwa sēkē tō. Kunzōp tāng tōyantāng je chū kānglā yāng jīpā zō kūpā yō mā rē, ngōn sōm tā zikpa, zikpēn chenpa ngāpa chāni tōkpa chenpo sēkē rē. Tōkpa tēlē chē sā yō mā rē, sāngje je tōkpa rē. Sem chenpo te, tene tanda tsewa nyingi chenpo te tar senpa kapsu sem chenpo ose. Pamba chenpo, tokpa chenpo, sem chenpo se. Sanje la chenpo som jen yang tanyi yobare. Tendra wo, tene nga su samba ta nyingi chenpo ten tar sen yungdu ten sanje che sem chenpo, tukje chenpo, sem chenpo yang sekre, tukje chenpo yang sekre.
So then when one reaches Buddhahood, then love and compassion is perfected. So in general, the Buddha is taught to have three types of qualities. He has the ultimate renunciation, he has the ultimate realization, and he has the ultimate compassion. this word compassion is an honorific word of compassion. Maybe it's noble compassion for a Buddha. So what is meant with ultimate renunciation is that he has given up all veils, all the veils of the afflictions, all the veils covering what is to be known, as well as all the habitual tendencies for these veils. And so in this way, there is nothing else to be given up. There's nothing possibly else which could be given up. So in this way, he has mastered renunciation. The second quality he is endowed with is that he has the ultimate realization. And with ultimate realization, he means that he sees all phenomena directly. So he sees all phenomena without exception in a direct way through direct valid cognition. It's not that he has to infer or conclude that something is like this. He can see it directly, like as they say in Tibet, it's like if you have a sesame seed in your hand. In this way, he sees all phenomena as clearly as the sesame seed in his hand. Then the third quality is the ultimate noble compassion, ultimate noble compassion, which is the perfection of love and compassion.
Rang sem de zangbon rogan doge sem ngemba de sem zangbon rogan doge rang sem na takye tang go gre kande se takye tang go do rang da rang so jarbar sa be cher do rang da rang so jarwa rang da rang so la keda chem bu yom che do tene yin dang yin dang yin dra da dra yi so pambar se be sam no yona kunon yona tene nga so sem ya bu cha ge yomare sem ngemba de ngoma na yin de yere.
So as we now are traversing the Mahayana path, then one has to examine one's own mind, whether one actually, through meditation on love and on compassion, if one is actually able to do this in the correct way. So how is one going to see if one's mind is turning into a more positive state? This one can see in one's intentions. If one has the wish that oneself and those one likes, if one wants oneself to succeed, to have great fame and to be successful, and others one doesn't like, it doesn't matter so much, it's okay if they are defeated, then this attitude is still a negative oriented attitude. Then it means one hasn't turned one's mind into a positive state through the meditation on love and compassion.
Lam je dokso imbe sena tene te zopchi tango yere pena nga chu lojong tön tön ma dang jarse lali tharji sambata nyin gi lev tis dangwa samu yere tene che par de rep lam dang de no tene jase chebalen je pe chun juk che mo yang yin gi ge jor ga yere teso la tene sambata nyin je gom go pe jun chin da rep pa yang yere teso pecha tsu yang ni yang dolo na gom go gre rembe tene nga tsu sem ne ba de sem zang bo zo ya zo to go go no te ma tom na nga tsu te pa chen be lan le ser de ro gre te pa chen be lam je lam na ro go ma de sel na ro gre.
So if one has analyzed one's mind stream and find that one's mind stream is still caught up in this negative way, then one has to know that this is in contradiction to the Mahayana path. So what is one to do then? Then one can study and yeah, study different texts. For example, one can study and use the text called Seven Points of Mind Training, and one can read and study the 37 practices of a Bodhisattva. Also, in the Jewel Ornament of Liberation, there are two chapters, one explaining love and one explaining compassion, which one can read. Then, if one prefers a more logical approach, then in the Bodhicayavatara from Shantideva, there is a more logical approach presented to love and compassion. It's presented the reasonings why it's necessary to have love and compassion. And in this way, one can study these texts and through them be able to change one's more negative-oriented attitude into a positive one. If that is not possible either, then one will go astray from the Mahayana path.
Chota chikpa yore, chote chota chikpa re, chote maan roya la le lawa yore, rang yinji maan roya, yaan roya la kale kabu yore yore. Te yinto nga tsu danda norwa lana roya la te le lawa yore, yaan dapa lana roya la kale kabu yore. Cho chinto trangwa nam bezar chenpo se, bezar shok chenpo mene, ya chinto ro kale kabu yore. Thordo rang yinji nukre, sim jinji sem te, Tene sinje loka lam, norwa lam la rang yinjin rogre, cho thordan rova yindo. Yang dakpa lam la rova lam bezor chimpo gogre. Tepa gogre, hirap gogre, tsundu, tepa hirap tsundu, mina, yang dakpa lam la roka le kapo yore. Norwa lam la chon thordan rova yindo, rang yinjin rogre. Tisa na nga tsu semna yabuta kitan gogre.
So, in the case of us ordinary beings, then one could compare our mind streams to water. Water is something which naturally flows downwards. It doesn't flow upwards. And it needs quite a lot of effort to make the water flow upwards. So in the same way, our mind streams, they very easily can mistake path and everything starts going downwards. Whereas a perfect path is very difficult to follow. And in order to be able to follow such a difficult, a perfect path, then it means that one needs to do a lot of effort to follow that path. It's like trying to take water up. It doesn't go up easily. It always wants to fall downwards. So, and this effort consists of faith, it consists of intelligence, and it consists of diligence. So this is the effort one needs to travel a perfect path.
Cho chenpo tesun thodun roya hajang hyuk chenpo roya jindu tanya hajang kale kapore. Te yendo te nga cho keja chenpo, ming chenpo, gosa chenpo, yin taipa sepa po mangpo, panchur chenpo tenrapo chona, teni nga cho semte nonshur chona thodun hyuk chenpo roya jindu tanya kale kapore. Cho chenpo tenra kare. Raba, nukung? Cho chenpo tesu yinu chung 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 mene thordu hiran ro thugu maare. Cho chenpo tesu thordun roya la hyuk chenpo ka ka le ka puyo. Jindu tanya la le la po tanga thugu maare. Atsu semde chonra wo yore. Re, ngane re. Ten thugu emu to ta gara ngatsu.
So if one just has a little bit of water, then this water is only flowing downwards very slowly, whereas if one has, and it's quite easy to reverse that flow, whereas if one has a huge, strong river, then it's quite difficult to reverse the flow of that river and make it flow upwards. And similarly for sentient beings, if they want to be famous, if they want to be rich and have everybody... And if they want to be rich or are very rich, if they want other people to bow for them and they want to be like a hero, then this mind is similar to a huge river. It's very difficult to reverse that mind. So in this way, one has to analyze one's mind and see, is one flowing downwards or is one flowing upwards?
Ti chaso ti jumsen karasa na tanga to chupa tekpa chimbe chupa samno da jana siena rana koloma me panjor jose chimbo mina popa chimbo semhyo chimbo jege yo mare nonro chimbo zago ma kako songa tene rana ran yentin chimbo cha Tene rana, yuntin chimbo mazen rewa, rana jo chimbo cha, loma mangbo cha, kor mangbo cha, rana japjor singima mangbo cha na, tene ngarang rang popa chimbo cha go yore, popa chimbo cha kwa la tene, tene nontor zo gore. Rewa? Rang dan ranga so jarwar sepa, yin dan yin je so pambar sepe lega zon, tene sanju sempe nontor chimbo zo gore. Tene nga zo ha koko gore.
So how is this example compared to Mahayana practitioners? This is, for example, if a Mahayana practitioner, he doesn't have a very large retinue, he doesn't have students, he's not very rich, then it's quite easy for him not to be... caught up in these things. Whereas if a Mahayana practitioner, he becomes very famous, he becomes very rich, he has many, many students and big retinue, then he also becomes very self-confident. And through becoming very self-confident, he might risk to make mistakes and through this self-confidence, he might suddenly want to he might want to triumph or succeed over others and defeat others to get his will.
Pache ba malam teso la rang sim chin chi yok por chur ba malam yore yok po ta yong mar chur ba malam yore Te so chini ta na gupa chimbo yo bare. Yokpo ta yomor chorna rang ngaja yo mare. Ngaja chongwa na ten te tekpa chimbo laanda ngarda yongo mare. Pombor chorpan rabo malam ikhira me bare. Yokpor chorpa malam. Ten to chorpa. Ten ta yokpor chorpa malam yore. Jase ikhya wale. Daan luchin ten to pa koin je ten to jo bari ko. Ten si jizu yokpo yomore. Daan ikhya wala daan luchin Simchin tin do by Yokon do by Namje, going to tin the Jovarico, Simchin going to Yopo Sebarico somebody. Then I will Malam Tela, go by Chamber Yavarino. Kains and Ayo, the journal, Naja Chigamare, Najala, Tene, Naja, Mina, young Tado, young Hira Chigamare, this young. Tene Rampo and Borjona, Naja, Yuran, Naja la Tebe, Tene Yenda Latin and Tado Hira Chigamarino. Te Malam Tela.
So therefore also there are many Mahayana wishing prayers, and in these wishing prayers one wishes to become the servant, male or female servant, of all sentient beings. And Rinpoche thinks this has a very great importance, because if one has a wish to serve all sentient beings, then one will be free of pride. And by not having any pride, one won't easily do acts which are in contradiction to the Mahayana. There are very few wishing prayers where one wants to become a master or leader. And For example, Shantideva has made a wishing prayer where he says, may I become the servant for all sentient beings, he says. So if one wants to be the servant for all sentient beings and in this way avoid pride, then also other disturbing emotions such as jealousy might not occur so strongly, a little bit might occur. Whereas if one wants to be a leader, then very easily one gets pride and also very easily one will have jealousy and other disturbing emotions.
Jindun rovar kawajin. Lokwa lana ngangin ro. Jiyanda lana jokabe. Tate yanda lana chok sikang bangare. Tate rangasena tate. Tate rangasena takye tante. Tate yanda lana chok. Rangasena takye tante. Rangasem de yang takwa lana chok kogre. Dekhi kogumduwa. Ya.
If one has sunk in the waters of samsara, it is very difficult to go somewhere else.
Jindan roya la betor hokyem bogore. Te yendo, ta te pere. Ranga sem jang, norbal lana rang, chobun torto rang yinjin ang in joba yendo, natsu sem the norbal lana rang yinjin dogre. Chobo jindan rokawa yendo, yang dagbalan and rokale kaboyore, roval and bezor gore. This and a ranga sem de norbal lana dogan dogi, yang dagbalan and dogan dog takia tang te, then a ranga sem de yang dagbalana jok gogondo. Yang tak berlana, tanggo kanu, ya.
So the water flows naturally downwards, and it's very difficult. Rimuji made this a verse. I can't do that. So water flows naturally downwards. To reverse it is very difficult. Similarly, a mistaken path is very easily to get on. Whereas the perfect path, to enter a perfect path is difficult. Therefore, through analyzing one's own mind, engage in a perfect path.
This one. This is the Jikting Jakana, Chutan Jikting Nikala, Nontor Chiki, the Rang Chamber Jurba Kabzo, Nontor Chamber Zogre. Nontor Chamber Zogre Senna, Tinningato, Mandani, Nontor Chamber Mazova, Malamja. Nontorle de Belana, Yogore. Jigdin Jacana, Nontor Chimbo, the Chimbo Sogozore, Machimbo, Hakozon. Chung Chongs of Jacobs or Chimbo, Nontor Chimbozo, Togomare. Ranke da Chimbo Dang, Chimbo Chapacas, Nontor Zogre. Then Nontor Mazove, Tandaningas and Betorzo, Malamja, Malamja, Betorzo God. Te nani jang mulan de karche kyure. Tanda zangpo chepa mulam se yore te mulam te a cheva tang therap koin to nontar jalanla majokpa mulam re tso.
So therefore in this world, since the biggest mistakes are easily to do if one is in a very powerful situation or if one wants to be very powerful, therefore one must analyze one's own mind to avoid these faults connected with this. And also one can do wishing prayers to avoid this these faults. For example, in the there is one prays, one wishes to always be free of mistaken
paths.
So in this way, ultimate bodhicitta deals by purifying one's own mind stream, by purifying delusion. And ultimate bodhicitta is the wisdom which realizes emptiness. So through this wisdom realizing emptiness, then one is able to purify the stains, one is able to purify one's delusion. So this is what the instructions on the ultimate bodhicitta mainly deals with.
Tene ngatsu sem je tramam, sem trpa te ton tambe denpa mato pa wange sem trpa re yinpesir na, tene ton tambe denpa to na, tene sem je trpa jang tukare.
So our mind is covered by veils, it is deluded, and this is due to not realizing the ultimate truth. So if one, and that's why one is deluded, so if one realizes the ultimate truth, then one is also able to purify oneself from this, from these veils, from this delusion.
Talam Nato Sakin Zokin Omasom Jetab Sane Hia Leremure, Te Sakin Zokin Omasom Jet Gom De, Tene Tundan Sanjok Semje Gomremre, Semje, Semje Tropam, Rang Sem, Sem Tapazo Yagatabra.
So for this course, the topic is Mahamudra, Mahaati, and Matamaka, and these systems or paths deal with the realizing the ultimate truth. So
it's the means to purify you.
Oh yeah, and these systems present the means to purify one's stains, to purify one's delusion.
Okay, so mire. Ke som je kapsa ke mogo ba kapsa tingin zin gom ni yapando. Gom sor te dra te la sem chi chi te traktong ka dra la mikpa te tini sem ramab tu ya na dra la te pa tingin dra la mikpa te pa tingin zin yapu yungre. Tini ke ko ba kapsa hirap che tak ye tang ke mogo ba kapsa dra te traktong ye me re traktong ye me je dra la chi chi to mik te sem ramab tu ya na e tingin zin yapu yungre.
So in this class we have three types of languages spoken. So for those who don't understand either of these or some of these languages, then At the time of a person speaking a language one doesn't understand, one can focus one-pointedly on the sound of that voice. So by focusing on the sound, which is sound and emptiness, then one-pointedly, then this will be become a very good samadhi. While listening to the teaching in the language one understands, then one uses one's precise knowledge to analyze what is being said.
Tene oma tela dolok tang ngalok nire dolok oma tela ta te oma la chata oma la rang tong tang yin dong nire oma rang tong te chung kor som je na ne kholo par pa hirap je paru tu simbe do de rembo je nam je gombare lopon te gombo lodrop sab lopon te gombo lodrop tang gombo lodrop je loma arya deva phak pa la ni zo re tene ta lodrop da lodrop je lobjo le ranju tan thanjur ni so le talam ranju jitawa do tu chi
kyo ge. So in the Mahamudra tradition there are two
Uma.
Saja chenpa se ma so, Uma. Saja chenpa se ma so.
Uma ya,
dolo. Uma.
Indi Uma is supposed to
dolo. Eh, dolo kama.
In the Madhyamaka, so there is two systems, the sutra tradition and the mantra tradition. And within the sutra tradition, there is the self-empty school and the other empty school. And the teachings for these schools are mainly given in the second turning of the Wheel of Dharma, which mainly deal with the Prajna Paramita teachings. And the two main teachers for these systems were Nagarjuna and Aryadeva. And from the students of Nagarjuna, then two systems developed, the the Shvatantrika Madhyamaka system, or the Rangchupas in Tibetan, and the Prasangika Madhyamaka system, or the Tajupas in Tibetan.
Hiram Nyingpo le Zog Tongpa Wo Tongpa Nyi Zog So Songpa Re. Zog Tongpa Wo Tongpa Nyi Zog So Songpa Se Na Tenen Ko Tang Kolo Parpata Na Zog Tongpa Nyi Re Tongpa Nyi Te Yang Zog Te Le Yin Ma Re. Tenen Tanda Te Kap So Zog Kang Yin Ba Te Tongpa Tang Tongpa Nyi Zog Hi Songpa Se Na Tenen Chue Tam Che Nang Tong Yen Mi De Tenpa Re.
So in the Prajnaparamita Sutras, in the second wheel of the turning, in the second turning of the Wheel of Dharma, they said that form is emptiness and emptiness is form. So in this way it's presented that whatever is form is emptiness and whatever is emptiness is form. And there can be no form without emptiness and no emptiness without form. So in this way it is presented that all phenomena is the inseparability of appearance and emptiness.
Tene ranju pa tela dode chue pa oma ranju pa tang nanjur chue pa oma ranju pa nyi yore dode chue pa oma ranju pa sedung tanyi do khe len pa dode pa tang tsong pa yore Nanjur Jupe Oma Ranju Pati, Dene Sedon Ke Milimba, Danda Semzamba Dan Tsumba Yere. Tsumba Mdavare.
So this Svatantika Madhyamika system, they are divided into two main schools. One is called the Sautrantika Madhyamaka system, or the Dodi Chukuma. And this system claims that outer phenomena have a relative existence, and in this way they accord with, relatively speaking, they accord with the Sautrantika system. Then the second type of school is the Yogacharya or Yogacara Madhyamaka system, who do not claim a relative existence of outer objects, but accord with the Chittamatra system.
Te chonda ni te ta ni la jebar se na jeba mangbu re na ta da tsike che khin chi cheba zu ma jin le da dang ye ne ngun da da yang da tu ne chikpa tang tu me rang yin travel se rang yin mi de zu ni yin sung ba re ti tsike te to san de he zo.
So there are many expanded explanations on these two systems, but today Rinpoche will explain them from the verse from the Umajin, which says, "These things that we and others speak about, in actual fact, are free of any makeup, involving one or else involving many, thus have no solid nature like reflection."
Deka so da dang hipa da te rande namba sanje pere da ta nga cho namba sanje pala ngopo den par ke lemba sedra ma ba lola tini zuma dutin chami da hipa ke che chami ton tam par ke lemba ta ton tam par ke lemba ta do de pe chin sin kun nam do ka tak pa chin sin tam che ma do nayang nam do ka tak pe ye ming ta pe ye ran chin ton tam par am yang ta pa tro par da pata sem sa ba nam je se don sir ton da ma dro pa ma dro na yang zung je ni je ton pe ran re den dro den da pa tang te so kang ga la ga ku ja gre yin se je de yin Sirupa nam je yang ngopo dendrup te khe len so mandapa mangpo yore tiso kanga denpa trapa kaga yin sumule rikpi goni kaga yin sumule dada yinne ngun dadaas chuchin re ngopo dendrup te khe len pa kanga kaga yin sirupa kakpa maze rande rande ola sum yore te yang kaga yin sumbare.
So, what is meant in the line which says, these things that we and others speak about? So, within the Buddhist tradition, that means we, there are three systems who claim an ultimate existence for entities. So, the first system, the Chittagmavas or the Vaibhashikas, they claim that, that there is an truly existing part in outer objects, a part which has no, it cannot be divided any further. It's like an atom. It's the smallest part of entities, which entities are made up from, which truly exist. And they claim that there is a truly existing moment of consciousness. So then the next school is the Dodepas, the Sautrantikas, who claim that all phenomena which are a mere imputation by concepts, all phenomena who has a general characteristic, they do not exist ultimately, but they claim that phenomena who have a concrete characteristic, these do exist ultimately. Then there is the Chittamatra system, which although they do not claim any existence of outer phenomena whatsoever, they view the self-aware, the self-awareness which is empty of the duality of the perceived and perceiver, this they view as the ultimate truth. So these three Buddhist systems are refuted in in this verse, and also it says we and others. So the others are all the non-Buddhist schools. There are very many who, in various ways, claim true existence of entities. So both the Buddhist schools and other schools who claim true existence of entities are refuted in this verse.
Tene yena kebe yin de ser pare de kap ta kendi chulo mera ba yare do tin do chor te yena nam jung mo de do tin do chor mera do chor yena ser pare yin ser pare nang ba le yin ba tu ka de do gre ser pa nam je ngopo dendrop dun dochor mandaba mangdo yo na yang do na takpar taba namjen dochor tan cheita kan dochor ni re takpar taban dochor te ngopo sepa po ne ju ji sepa po wam sok so sepa po dendrop dun do ba tang da dendrop dun do ba na da dendrop dun dochor ni sun do ge sare tene cheita namje Jumping Pasigring, Jumping Pichulo, Mambo Yover in the Homa. Jumping but the turn there, send the Kang Yoba de Dembare, Dendobre. Send the Muso, send the Mayimba and Jigdin Jabangama, the Samada, the Ni Concho, the Lendes, the Zumarobre, the Soyomare. This and that jumping but the turn the send the Dendrop to the Bare. Yenda Yomare.
So all other systems can, all the various systems who claim true entity, true existence of entities. There are extremely many systems, but they can be summarized into two different views. Either those systems who view permanence or those systems who view extinction. So for the systems, for the non-Buddhist systems who have a view of permanence, then they either view that there is a creator, a truly existing creator such as Indra and so on, or they view that there is a truly existent self-entity, that there is a truly existent self. The other view, the view of extinctions, there is one school who's called the Jangpinpas, I don't know in Sanskrit. But, for example, they view that only this life has a true existence. They don't claim previous lives, they don't claim later lives, they don't claim any gods whatsoever. They just say that this life is truly existent. So this is an example of a view of extinction.
Unter dem Wort andere kann man noch die die zusammenfassen, die keine Buddhisten sind. Und zwar die, die auch äußere Dinge für wirklich existent halten. Darunter gibt es wieder zwei verschiedene Ansichten. Das eine ist das Extrem der Beständigkeit, also der Unvergänglichkeit. Und das
Tetare tang jin jin tu te amajin ta de tsike te rande tang yin de tuje tu tu je la nyam bu ka pare rang da rande nam ba sanje pa ta yin ser pa nam jin de pe ngo bo de ba de bo ngo bo te ta chi jin de ba tro pa am rang yin ji tro pa mi te ji da to me rang yin le de ba ser pe na zung yin ji malam yin Pena zungi yin, pena malam yin.
So in this verse from the Umajen, then all these schools, both the Buddhist schools and other schools, other non-Buddhist schools, are refuted. In that, this verse is actually a logical argument where you can say, given these things that we, that is the Buddhist schools and others, the non-Buddhist schools, talk about, i.e. as being true, they do not exist with an inherent nature. They do not exist truly because they lack a nature of being either one or many, like a reflection. For example, like a reflection. Rumi says there are other examples one could also use. One could also say they are like a dream appearance, or they are like the moon in the water.
Ta tia nga tu chik tura te tanda nga tu dunga tang nyumung nga jana ya po yore. Te ranju bitawa te jepa khe dona tene oma jin ta ranju tanda oma ranju pa dode chupa oma tang dode chupa oma ranju pa tang najo chupa oma ranju pa yung so so lo lo jung zo kundo pe na najo chupa oma ranju pa la
So, Rinpoche here will apply this reasoning of being beyond one and many to suffering and disturbing emotions. If one wants an expanded study of this Svatantika Madhyamika system, that one should study the different texts which these systems have, the Svatantika Madhyamika texts and the Najor
Chöpa or Maharajöpa.
The Yoga Charyan Madhyamaka texts. And also one can read the book Progressive Stages on Meditation on Emptiness, where the Svatantika Madhyamaka view is explained and the way to meditate. But we won't have time to go into all this now, so Rinpoche will just explain how suffering and disturbing emotions are not truly existent.
Na to simje na na donga kai re sena tene donga te tene rang lula te pe donga longjo le te pe donga dra le te pe donga ni le donga te pe donga Jenny choose a sorry apple machine, a chill the tempered donga. Ever? Then a lama la tempered donga, lama la loma la tempered donga. Last of a tam, madava mam, haja mamboche, donga janamba, madava mamboy.
So, what are all these sufferings that we and other sentient beings have? There are many types of sufferings. There are the sufferings based on one's own body. There are sufferings in connection to material wealth. There are suffering in connection with enemies. There are suffering in connection with friends. There are suffering in connection with one's dharma practice if one doesn't do it very well. There is suffering in relation to following a lama. And there is the suffering in relation to
Lama does not have suffering with his students.
And there's suffering in relation with the Lama-student relationship. So in this way, there are many, many types of suffering.
Tendrawa donga de namba mandrawa kande yinayang ra, donga de chik ta tume rang yin de bare. Tangbo chik lin de bare, jumsin karasana, debe donga gatsare, yomar tanda. Maumba donga madobere, yomare, tatarje dongare, tatarje donga kitching matini, chino, tatarje donga de, kitching my chick madobere, karasana, tanda, tanda donga chick dro. Madrobare. Ching Madrobe Jumsin Karasana, Tata Dungan Dela, then Chahi Sena, Hajang Traba Sejure, Hajang Traba Traba de Madrobe Sena, Tambo Dunga Ching Mevare. Nasong Alang Dunga Ching Doksamo, then I chick the Mevare. Ching Madrobe Sena, the Ching Tromna, Dunga Demba Tropa Chi Yona, Ching Latifa Tamaya Yere, Ching Madrobe Sena. Then, Toma Yang Madrobre, Chick the Tomer and Yin in the Bare. Candere, Penna Candere, Malamje Dongatabre. Malamje Dongate, Kunzop the Namdon Triple Wanga Dongaja Sova Jure, Ina and Nelo, Mama, like Chick the Tomer and Yin in the Bare, Chick the Tomer and Yin in the Bessena, Malanje Dongalango Yomare. Nangu dog samba the rang, Matu Ranga Namdon Triple. Rava, Oya.
So, whatever type of suffering one chooses to engage oneself with, then they are all beyond the nature of one and many. So, in which way are they beyond the nature of one or an entity? Well, if one looks at the suffering, how can it not be one thing? The suffering of the past has already gone, so this is not suffering anymore. The suffering of the future has not yet come, so this can also not be suffering. And the suffering of the present moment, then this one has to analyze. And if one analyzes this very present instant of suffering, then one will discover that this instant is can be divided into many parts. These parts themselves can again be divided into many parts, and so on, until one discovers that this present moment of suffering, which one thought of as being there, actually cannot exist. There is not one suffering in the present moment possible. And because one moment of suffering is not possible in this present moment, then also many moments of suffering cannot be possible. If one could find one truly existent moment of suffering, then also many moments of sufferings would be possible. But since one cannot find this moment through analyzing the different parts of the moment, then also many sufferings or many moments of suffering cannot be truly existent. So what is this suffering? It's like the suffering in a dream. The suffering in a dream is one's own concepts, one's own deluded concepts, which creates this suffering, whereas in actual fact this suffering lacks any essence. It cannot be said to be there in the dream with its own essence.
Tene pena nambe lola, tuzo lo lekhar tope tuzo tongtong te tongkyu te tu tongkyu te segorje ne ma pachi bo top tan tebe segorje cha trukyo. Cha, Trukyo Sabi, Yabe, Cha Chick, La Tutong Hu Yabare. Deyang Lulay Lulay, Hart of a Chair, the Tele Tava
So within the Buddhist tradition, when one speaks about time, then the shortest period of time which is possible is called the literally it's called the finger snap, which is the end of time. But it means a very very short instance. And for example, a finger snap can be divided into 64 short moments. 64 short moments, and this is the smallest instant possible for the mind to for the mind to be aware of. The mind can only be aware of a short instant, as short as one of these 64 instances of a finger snap. But logically, it can be divided into this finger snap can be divided into hundreds or thousands of parts, and in this way, one can analyze that even these parts, which can be divided further and further, cannot be truly existent, and also the emotions in those instances cannot, in the same way, be truly existent. So in this way, one can analyze that present suffering is impossible. If one analyzes, this one has to analyze again and again with one's precise knowledge and gain certainty about this fact that suffering does not truly exist because it lacks a nature of being one and many. And when one has attain certainty about this, that the suffering lacks a nature, then this is the view. Then one has the view of the nature of suffering. And having this view, then one can meditate on the lack of nature of suffering, and in this way become free of the suffering.
Dunga ngô mẹ bà la Đêm bà rì khen bàn trở bà lò Kê mì yên sơ mà trở bà Tông bà nhì nè gòm bà rì sà Dunga ngô mẹ bà la Đêm bà rì khen bàn trở bà lò Kimi ying so madur par tongba nyine gombarsa. Donga ngô me bala denbar hemban triple low. Kimi ying so madur par tongba nyine gombarsa. This one. Tenda kuzon. Oh yeah.
To cling to this suffering which lack and truly exist in essence as being true, this is the deluded mind. Until one has become free of delusion in the expanse of the unborn, one should meditate on emptiness.
Donga ngobo mepa la ta donga la Chick the Tomer and Yin and Davison, oh, your mother, ngo mi na ya ngo ye par khen pe nam do de kar re ten thur pe sem re do nga ngo me na ya ngo ye par de be lo de thur pe sem re malam je do nga da re ma malam la je kap su do nga la de ba she pe nam do de thur pa re te je pa re thur pe sem de je mi yin so ma dor ba thur pe sem de kan re se tro ko re je wa me ba ngang do tro ko ba de ran ju je ta ba re je mi khe ling re je mi ji yin su tro ko Tangazu Dungan la dem, Dungan o mebalang o yeber him, but triple seven, triple nam dote, Jeva may be yin so drove a chedo, serdo, tenetong banying over.
So this suffering which lacks a truly existent essence, this is. The suffering lacks an essence because it is beyond being one or many. So even though the suffering is not truly existent, it lacks a true existent essence, then we cling to the suffering as being truly existent. And this clinging is the deluded mind. So this is like a deluded mind which has a dream and clings to the suffering in the dream as being true. So until one has freed this delusion into the expanse, the unborn expanse, so the Svatantikas, they claim unborn. They view, their ultimate view is an unborn or an expanse beyond arising. So until one has freed this clinging into this expanse which is unborn, then it is necessary to meditate on emptiness.
Tene chetar gomba thorte ta donga jeng o gomna donga donga jeng o madro patin na pha tene donga jeng ne lo khangdo ya madro pa tongba nam khata wala ta bu ngang da tene chechig du ya gwa
So how is the how does one proceed in meditating on suffering as being empty? So first one has to analyze the essence of suffering, and through this one establishes certainty that suffering lacks a truly existent essence. And when one has become completely certain about this, then one rests in this void, in this voidness, in this openness, like space.
The Taranji Chitavan Dodu Tang Gomchon Dodi Hibai, the Nitis Jeba de Chiran so Gomen Lono, Injiti Kela Yure, Germany Kela Yure, Tanda Zomin. The Ni Gomen de Yang Niang to Lord, the Ni Gomna.
So here Rinpoche has briefly explained the main points about the view and the way to meditate in the Svatantika Madhyamaka system. If one wants to an expanded explanation on this, one can read the progressive stages on meditation and emptiness, and through this get a more expanded explanation on the view and the way to meditate according to the Svatantrika Madhyamaka system. Here Rinpoche has explained the main points.
Dunga ngobo me bala dembar jemba trupelo jeme Sonam is it, so,